Our guest at the cafe this morning is the president and CEO of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Byron Taylor. Byron, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Busy week for you because you're having your annual chamber auction this coming weekend.
We do. We are doing a reduced attendance event at the Emerald Ballroom called the annual auction and casino night. And this would normally have transpired in July, but we've moved it to October 3rd this coming Saturday. We're going to be doing something unique, you know, with COVID and everything that has occurred. The travel industry is a little bit off, but travel is still on worldwide to some locations, and especially the warmer climates. So we're going to be giving away four trips. We'll be giving away one at the event, but three trips will be given away.
And that's in a drawing.
One is a trip to Las Vegas to the Four Queens Hotel, a four-day trip. A four-day trip, all-inclusive trip to Barcelona, Aruba beachfront. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to be giving away a six-day, $1,400 trip to the Brickell Bay Beach Club in Aruba as well. So those are $25 per chance. You can find that information on our Facebook page.
Okay, very good. And so it's at the Emerald Ballroom, which is just on the other side, the north side of Landon's Winery in downtown Greenville.
Yes, and we do still have some tickets. Just a handful of tickets are still available, so call us if you'd like to come.
Okay, so it's getting down to the point, though, where you're just about sold out, huh?
We're just about sold out, but yes, we have a few tickets left, so call us if you're interested.
Okay, very good. Is there also an online component of this, Byron?
There's not going to be an online component to this. We do have all of our auction items listed on our event page on Facebook.
I see.
So you can see information about what we're going to be giving out, and we'll be doing that all the way up to the event. So if you have somebody that can attend for you, if you can't come,
I see.
You can certainly still bid on it that way.
So kind of one of those must be present to win kind of things then.
Yes, except for the trips. The trips, anyone can buy those $25 chances, and we're going to announce those that night.
I see.
And that you do not have to be present to win those.
I see. All right, very good. So that is and starts at what time?
It starts at 5:30, and we'll run up till about 9 o'clock.
Okay, very good. At the Emerald Ballroom, Chamber's annual auction. And now there's an event going on tonight that you have publicized, helped to publicize. This is the Rafa fundraising banquet, and that this is an online thing.
This is an online event for them tonight, yes. Starts at 7 o'clock tonight. This is their annual fundraiser. They have a goal of raising $100,000. Teresa Sadler is the person who directs the local Rafa Clinic. They do multiple products, but one of their main ones is an alternative to abortion and counseling through that process, and the support needed to carry you through that process if that's what you should choose to do.
Mm-hmm. $100,000.
That's their goal.
Well, that's ambitious, isn't it?
You know, they run a clinic, too. So when
yeah.
you start talking about medical terms, $100,000 doesn't go very far.
Yeah, I understand. No, I do. But the alternatives to abortion is the thing, at least, that they're best known for, I would say.
Best known for, yes. Mm-hmm. And they do like a baby boutique, and they help women support themselves through working through their pregnancy, and gives them certain amount of dollars to spend in their baby boutique, and helps them with diapers and other things through the pregnancy as after delivery and such. They have a whole program for that.
I see. We're talking with Byron Taylor, and Byron's the CEO and president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. So again, that's they're doing that by Zoom, and so RafaBanquet2020.com. is where you go to participate in that at 7 p.m. tonight.
Yes, and that'll be fun to watch.
I think it will be. And there's if you didn't get that, you can go to the chamber page and look in their newsletter there, and you can see where to go for the Rafa event this evening at 7. I see where American Pickers is with the History Channel is hoping for people in Greenville and Hunt County to send them some ideas.
Yes, American Pickers, as you know, if you watch the show, makes their way across the United States and hunts for individual unique items and collections and things to meet people about and talk about. And they called our chamber recently, asked if we could put some information in our newsletter to try to attract people who may have some unique collectible items or collections that might have a fun backstory to them. So you can find that information on our newsletter. By the way, we're talking about our Friday from the Chamber newsletter that we post every Friday on our Facebook page. So you have to scroll down to the Friday section. But I can give you the phone number. They had a phone number, I thought. Let's say 855 Old Rust is their number.
Right. Yeah, I wrote that down too. 855 is what I wrote down, Byron. Old Rust.
That's correct.
Okay,
you got that right.
1-855 Old Rust to say, hey, I've got some stuff you need to see, you American pickers. Guys, that's a very long-standing, successful show for the History Channel. Yeah, so I bet there are some. In fact, I'm not going to name them, but I can think of some people in Greenville that would be a really good candidate for that program.
Yes, I bet.
Without a doubt. I see Karen Thomason, was it, named Board Member of the Year for the Chamber?
Yes, Karen Thomason is our current Board Member of the Year. We give that award every year at our January banquets, and we thought as our fiscal year come to a close, we just wanted to remind everybody of the great job and work that Karen Thomason has done for us with Hancock Whitney Bank.
Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Thank you, John Mark, as always.
Byron Taylor, CEO and President of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.